There's no doubt Australian politics has been brutal in recent times, with five prime ministers dispatched from office in almost as many years. And this fickle nature of politics is being felt in a very unusual way in the Victorian city of Ballarat, which pays for a bronze bust for every leader who takes over the lodge. From Ballarat, Danny Tran has this report.
Old political adversaries eye each other from both sides of the avenue in Ballarat's Botanical Gardens. Terry O'Brien is the convener of the tour guides.
It's Julia Gillard and Rudd are looking at each other. You've got Fraser and Whitlam looking at each other. It probably wasn't their chosen view.
John Howard's view is partly hidden by a Geelong Cats beanie.
I don't know whether that's vandalism or whether it's a show of his interest or his allegiance.
Sculptor Peter Nicholson is responsible for the men and soul woman surrounding John Howard.
Bob Hawke, Paul Keating, Fraser, Howard, Rudd, Gillard. I had a bit of a jumpy start with Kevin Rudd because I happened to have this appointment when I finally got the appointment and arrived there. It was the very morning of the global financial crisis, and he was extremely jumpy. He was like kind of an athlete in the Olympics who's about to do the 100 metres. You know, he's sort of going, phew, phew.
Each prime minister had a sitting where photos and video were taken and measurements recorded with a caliper.
Bob Hawke had a very big head in general. Julia Gillard had a very long measurement from the back of her head to the tip of her nose. Every single prime minister was extremely good-natured. Not one of them thought I was going to assassinate them or anything like that.
And he's already got his eye on our most recent prime minister.
Well, Malcolm Turnbull has about three or four different things. Like, he's got that crooked nose, the big hooded eyelids. He's got a one ear that sort of sticks out.
But Australia's first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, is still his favourite.
She'd stood up to a hell of a lot of crap from everywhere, from her own party, from the media. Although she had some bad moments, she kind of stuck to her guns, if you know what I mean. Now, I wanted somehow to project that idea into the portrait, which I think I did. I hope I did.
Julia Gillard's likeness cost $12,000, but Ballarat's Mayor Des Hudson says the council picks up the rest of the tab, bringing it to a total of up to $50,000.
There's obviously some money which is spent on in terms of getting the artist to and from, whether it be Canberra, their parliamentary office, that needs to become where they go and observe their, I was going to say their victim almost, but the person that they're doing the bust of.
The brutal pace of Australian politics in recent years hasn't helped. They're already behind with the most recent generation of Liberal leaders.
And when you know that, gee, there's been another Prime Minister and we've got to allocate $40,000 or $50,000 towards that project, it reduces your capacity to do other things. So what we want is good, stable governments in for a while.
But in the meantime, the council's hoping access to the parliamentary purse will ease some of the pressure on the financial consequences of political savagery. Historian Dr. Anne Begg-Sunter from Federation University says it would be a tragedy if the avenue didn't continue.
Given that it is a memorial to prime ministers, then I think it's perfectly conceivable that the federal government should step in and share.
A spokesman for the Federal Arts Department says it hasn't received any applications for assistance, but the project may be eligible through funding programs. Tour guide Terry O'Brien again.
If we want to create interest in our democracy, we have to have interest in our political history, and this helps to provide that. There'd be great anger and anguish and disappointment if it didn't continue.
Tour guide Terry O'Brien ending that report from Danny Tran.